What is up, guys? This is Eric from Creeps in the Crypt, and we've got a little bit of a pivot this week. Sam has called out sick.
The crypt is empty.
The crypt is full this week, actually. We got our chairs full. We have Jackie and Michael from Culture Council.
Hey.
Hi.
Filling in.
We're here.
So if you didn't know, I've guest spotted on their show a couple times. I don't know if you guys have watched that or not. You should if you haven't.
Go check it out.
Fucking great.
But wait, may I say, decentdigitalmedia.com. .com.
Selfless plugs.
Hey, we've got to plug it up while we're here, you know?
I love it.
Yeah.
Just keep on plugging what you're plugging. I don't know. Plug them holes, guys.
It's like how we do it, man.
But, so Sam's absent this week, so while the boss is away, I guess the kids will play. Now this
Sam's going to be so mad at us.
Sam's going to fucking hate this.
Sam, we hope you feel better, and I hope it stops coming out of both holes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
So this is going to harken... Oh, shit. So this is going to harken back to an old show we used to do, not even the Trash Bats. So we used to do
it... Wait, you're taking it back.
Yeah, I'm taking it back.
Way back.
So this Michael Murphy used to be one of our OG guests on the Vulgarians podcast, which if you guys have left-leaning views, you'll probably fucking hate, but it doesn't matter. He used to guest with us on there. We'd laugh at stupid fucking videos. It was great. Well, he started a new podcast. It's more of a stream, right?
So we started decentdigitalmedia.com, Decent Digital Network. We launched our first project, Culture Council Podcast. Been blowing up, doing really well. A cultural, societal review show once a week, live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Go check us out. We do Decent After Dark, a watch along of just raunchy videos that we find on the internet. And we have Decent Digital Gaming. Check us all on out, man. We're on all social media platforms, Culture Council Podcast, Decent Digital Media.
They're here right now.
Hey, we're here.
They're here right now.
We appreciate you guys having us, man. We love the setup, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a while. Happy to be like
here.
You haven't really recorded the new setup yet.
I haven't.
We've set up here and bullshitted before when you were just hanging out.
It's a great time. But he was itching. He was like, put the headphones on me.
Let's go.
I could tell that last time we were up here. You were like, why are we not recording right now?
I love it.
Dude, it's been such a long time since we did the old shit.
And this is
going to kind of like bridge the gap to that a little bit. So for our listeners of Creeps in the Crypt, this is not going to be your typical episode. We are not going to cover a single topic. This is going to be a shotgun blast of random bullshit that we just want to talk about. So with that being said, let's get to some conspiracy shit.
I love it.
And let's talk about, kind of segueing in from last week's episode, what do you think of all the UFO shit going on recently?
See, I've been waiting for years. I've been waiting, right? I'm a skeptic in most paranormal cases, but the UFO stuff, it's like, oh, we shot down a balloon. All right.
Now, it started as a balloon.
Started as a...
Chinese weather balloon.
A Chinese weather balloon has turned into spy balloons, but now it's like UFOs, UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. And frankly, man, well, I think it's
they changed the lingo.
They did.
They didn't use UAP at all during this. It was all UFO.
They brought it back. Yeah.
And I feel like they did that for funding. They changed it to UAP for funding reasons for the Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force.
What a cool name. I want to start like an electronic band called Space Force.
A great addition by Trump, by the way.
I agree.
One of the best things he ever did, and Steve Carell can go fuck himself for that dog that shit
Netflix
show.
Movie. Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
Space Force. I didn't even see it.
No,
it's hilarious.
That's such a shame.
Is it UFOs? Well, I mean, anything could be a UFO.
But I mean, like, the force. The space force. Like fucking needed.
Space force.
Our military is so badass. We're in space now.
Well, I mean...
Pretty sick. Yeah. Pretty sick, dude. The American military is so powerful. Now we're launching space. Forget about, like...
Why not?
Like, we're so powerful. Forget about other countries.
All right.
Other people. We're in space.
So I'm going to play a clip.
Please.
From, I guess, the Secretary of Defense. Maybe not defense. I don't know. It's somebody. But he's talking about it. Oh, hold on 1 second.
Man, I love
things to talk about up top, and then we'll get right to your questions. So first of all, to add to information already provided earlier by the White House, at the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object off the northern coast of Alaska at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today within U.S. sovereign airspace over U.S. territorial water. On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar and further investigated and identified the object using fighter aircraft. The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. U.S. Northern Command is beginning recovery operations now. U.S. Northern Command's Alaska Command coordinated the operation with assistance from the Alaska Air National Guard, Federal Aviation Administration, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We have no further details about the object at this time, including any description of its capabilities, purpose, or origin. The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
Okay.
So, we know
not
one of the...
Not taken down by the same space, whatever capacity is, it was taken down in the coast of South Carolina.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying is it is not the same... type of craft that was shot down here, which was clearly a Chinese weather balloon. But the whole grift on this is apparently NORAD retuned all their tracking systems to look for these smaller things because this has happened multiple times and a lot of us weren't aware of it. In fact, Trump wasn't even aware of it when he was in office.
And that makes me, it gives another point on the board for questioning our government. We put billions, if not trillions, of dollars into our military. We can't even identify what this is. It's kind of, I don't know, kind of silly.
I have a very strange theory about this, and I got into it a little bit about on last episode, episode 85, Project Bluebeam. Check that out if you want to hear what we're talking about now. But I think we're shooting old tech out of the sky, outdated military tech. I think we've had access to UFO tech for a long fucking time.
I believe that.
Yeah. I think the conspiracy theories about Eisenhower selling us to alien forces as abductees for the trade of alien tech is a thing. Because if you look at how far technology's come from the 60s.
Oh my gosh.
To now.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. If you look at how far it's come from the 40s.
It's grown more rapidly in the past 50 years than it has through all of existence of humankind.
Just in the last, like, what, 20 years?
20 years even. Yeah, 20 yeah. years. If you Think look about- at 2001, we were all typing in ASL on AIM.
Right.
And now it's like you have the world in your fucking hands.
So where do you guys think this is coming from? Do you think this is aliens?
Do we think it's aliens or Al Gore? Because, you know, he invented the internet, after all.
Yeah, of course, man. Climate change. I don't know, man. Like, you guys know me, man. I'm a skeptic, right? If there are aliens, I don't know if they're interplanetary. I don't think they're coming here to watch us like a zoo. If there are aliens, my theory is they're more interdimensional. They're more.
I disagree. I think they're coming to watch us as a zoo.
So where are they coming from?
They're coming from the ancient spaces that they had already knew
Alpha Centauri.
This was happening, and then they bounced, and then the planet redid itself, okay. And then they're not so observing us again.
One of the theories out there is that this. You all right over there?
It was a screen.
The windscreen fell on her.
It's aliens.
You can just remove that windscreen, dude.
Yeah.
She wants it so bad. She wants it to work. Does. She's like, I want it to.
Don't bump the mics, goddammit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucy.
Fucking Lucy over there being bad.
She's being a good intern, actually. She's not pushing the soundboard.
Yeah, she's bad at doing that. She'll like press on the soundboard.
She's taking a bath.
But one of the theories out there are. Talks, I shouldn't say conspiracies, it's a talk, is that the guys that shot down these crafts over Canada and Alaska were having radar interference when they flew close to the thing. So it was disrupting the radar, and they basically shot blind, like, without radar at the thing. So they just literally lined up the sights to their eyes and shot and hit it.
Well, I heard they missed a missile, which is kind of crazy, too.
$400,000 missile.
It's kind of weird. Where'd that go? They shot at this thing. They missed.
Isn't it crazy to think that the military technology, like when they tell you, like they shot. Oh, we shot $1,000 missile.
That was in Alaska, though, right?
I believe so. So
there's really not fuck all out there.
Yeah.
Like if water. The state has to pay $1,000 a year for you to come out there, there's not much there.
Yeah.
It's a frozen goddamn tundra. But. Yeah, they missed, wasted $400,000 on that shot, and then shot it down the second one. And then they shot a recreational weather balloon down over Michigan, but who knows if it actually was.
Who knows what it was, man? Part of me feels like it's a distraction from something else.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into that. Is this a distraction? Is this truly Project Bluebeam, or is this a distraction from the East Palestine train derailment?
I think it's just a distraction from everything. I think it's a distraction from what's going on in India. Like, I think it's a distraction so we stay blind.
Or
stay worrying about, like, other shit. They're like, oh, there's a fucking balloon.
Let's just, all right, I'm going to get this show fucking blacklisted right now.
Let's go.
Is this a distraction from us blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline?
Nord Stream pipeline is a big one. The vaccine kickback's a big one. Oh,
the vaccine actually coming from a Wuhan lab is a big one.
Yep. That is a leak. And yes, absolutely.
Dude,
1,000%.
You want to go real deep with it?
Woody Harrelson fucking went on SNL and made a joke about the pharmaceutical industry forcing you to get a drug. And they drug him on all news media platforms about this shit. And said he was a crackpot conspiracy theorist.
Man, I'm hearing things that now they're saying it's coming from Wuhan. But it wasn't originated in Wuhan. People are saying it actually originated in Ukraine because the NIH was funding these bioweapon labs.
We had a lab
Ukraine.
There.
Yeah.
Which is why Russia wants. So the whole. Oh, fuck. I was going to get into World War III later, but you're kind of jumping the gun on me, you
getting
bitch.
Hot over here.
Oof.
So I think Ukraine is a U.S. money laundering flatbed.
I agree.
Yes, 1,000% I agree.
So we were washing all our dirty money through the Ukraine.
Yes, but I think that the COVID vaccine origination leaked from Wuhan.
It makes sense that it did.
Is from Wuhan.
Not the vaccine. I think the vaccine not the was. Vaccine. Yeah, but the virus. Yeah.
The virus is from Wuhan. Like when that shit pulled out, even before it got pulled out, and it was like known to be pulled out from Wuhan.
I've had it three fucking times, guys.
It was from fucking Wuhan.
Just to give you a perspective, he's had it three times. I've had it. I've tested negative every time.
Well, I've had it twice.
Let's get real here. You can
have false negatives, though.
No,
but I don't think I've ever had it.
I think you have.
Let's get deep here. Well,
then, all right. Just
are you guys vaxxed?
No.
Hell no.
Okay.
Are you guys vaxxed?
Hell no.
No, I'm not vaxxed.
Let me just put it out there like that. Somebody that I know got vaccinated and has had nothing but problems with their vaccination site.
Huh.
Where they're actually growing a horn. A spiny horn of cells that are trying. It's literally like their skin is like, no, I do not want this.
That's weird. That's funny because.
But it's been cut off about six times.
Keeps growing.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Like growing up,
it's mutation. They're trying to do something that's like, if you want me to put my tinfoil hat on, I'll put my tinfoil hat on. Look, I feel like they're trying to mutate us into something.
Well, actually, that's legitimately what they did. It's gene therapy. It's not a vaccine.
Yeah, because it's an mRNA vaccine. And with the mRNA vaccine, or anything that fucks with an mRNA, what it does, so within your DNA, you have mRNA.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If it fucks with your mRNA, that's within your DNA. So there are also these things called biopsychosocial, well, I'm not putting air quotes, but because like it's for real, biopsychosocial markers and stressors. So say in your genes, you have a biopsychosocial marker for schizophrenia, right? And you have it in your genes because it's like passed down from generations. And then you have a stressor that happens in your life event and that triggers that gene, right? So that then allows...
Is that how that works?
Masters in psych right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then having an mRNA vaccine alter your mRNA that's in your DNA.
And it's funny, man, because we call it a vaccine. We're talking about a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
It's a mutation.
It's a gene therapy. It alters your genetic code. It's a gene mutation that
can alter your DNA. So what can trigger, for example, if we're going to go there, is the HIV vaccination or the HIV.
Is there a vaccine for it, or is it just like PrEP or whatever?
They cured it now.
Did they?
Yeah. Now HIV, they have a cure. And it's ironic that the COVID vaccine has a clamp of HIV so it can mask on top of the COVID.
So that stressor environmentally, biopsychosocially, can trigger that, whatever that event is, to trigger that HIV gene to activate, which is the term, to activate and then cause you to have HIV.
And now the same companies are rolling out an HIV vaccine, Moderna, Pfizer.
And that's why when you get tested for HIV or whatever, or COVID, that it'll show that you have HIV when you actually fucking haven't done anything to possibly get HIV.
I knew they modified the HIV like proteins for the COVID vaccines, and Jesus Christ, we are totally never make money off this episode.
Sorry. We're done now, guys. That's what happens when you get us on, dog. You
know. It's over. And I've had these conversations with you guys, these type of conversations over there with you guys, and I think we got a stream taken down.
We've got one taken down. One of our biggest episodes got taken down because of this exact conversation, and that's a shame in itself, man. We should be able to discuss real shit. But because
it's mainstream fucking fact.
Yes, but the WHO, the World Health Organization, which signed it's called a new treaty with NATO, where they basically created a new constitution which overrides every constitution of every country in the world, so they can declare a global health emergency on whatever they want, and then they can lock us all down, which overrides all other government rights, which is fascinating. So it doesn't matter if let's say it did come from Wuhan, which is now a mainstream thing. It doesn't matter if the WHO says, oh, we don't know yet. Because they are our new unelected global overlords when it comes to health.
Well, the World Economic Forum has pulled some very racy shit lately.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest one being these districts that they're trying to implement in the UK.
Yep.
So they want to build this idea and concept of 15-minute cities.
Yes.
Where you work and you live within 15 minutes of that area. And they're going to give you 100 passes a year to live, to travel and venture outside of that 15 minute area. So if you, if your mom lives 45 minutes away, just to see your mom, you have to use one of your passes.
Yep.
Fucked up.
Vaccine out of 15 passports. Minutes away. Well, it's not the vaccine thing. It's a carbon footprint thing.
Right.
So it's to reduce our carbon footprint on the world. They want everybody to live within 15 minutes of where they work and all this shit. I have a
big thing with the carbon footprint stuff.
Go off.
Okay, the whole global warming, everybody's going to hate me and whatever.
Fuck them. Who cares? We're doing the shit rogue tonight.
Our planet is meant to go through climate changes.
Yes.
It's meant to be warm, then cold, then hot, then whatever. It is just meant to do that. So yes. When we go through a period of a warming period, we did this in the, I think it was in paleo, and it was right before the ice age. So these are normal things that our climate is doing. So mm-hmm. then when these people that are like talking about like greenhouse gases, yeah, we're probably not really helping it by doing that, by using fossil fuels and stuff like that. But there's been advancements in like...
Well, there's no such thing as a fossil fuel.
There's been advancements in like hydro, like energy and stuff like that. And they have immediately made it the hardest thing possible for those people to use that, like, and harness it. Because once big oil goes down, it's a whole nother game. It's big game for everybody.
Did you guys see where Greta Thunberg got arrested today for protesting a windmill... farm.
It's so funny, man. She keeps popping up at these other events and she keeps getting arrested. And then next thing you know, it's it's her again getting pulled out by police. Nothing actually really happens. That's a talking point.
Well, I mean, she's an idiot. I can't listen
she's
to her.
She's a child, dude. She has
listen to her and actually take her serious because the way that she is, like, she's so aggressive and there's no information behind it. Like, I can respect you if you've at least, I can at least respect you even if I don't agree with you on the information that you're bringing.
Sure.
If I disagree with it, I'm like, that's a really great point. I disagree with you respectfully on that point, and then we move on. But she's just like, you know, everybody this, blah, blah, blah. And that's just like the whole character that she's playing.
And so funny,
man. I feel like that they've put this child on a pedestal
fucking 5 years, and now she's just some spoiled fucking brat that thinks she's bigger than she actually is.
Well, guess what? You're not.
Well, what's funny to me is there's definitely a level of abuse there because she has been propped up as this climate change messiah for the last 5 fucking years.
What has she said? I haven't heard anything that actually has some depth to it.
You have poisoned us with your empty words.
I've heard nothing but death. There's no depth to it. There's nothing. There's no information behind it. There's nothing. It's just
they thought they were gonna. She's the modern equivalent of a Hitler youth.
That's where I was going with it.
She is the Hitler youth.
A thousand percent agree with you on that.
It's so funny, man, because you brought up East Palestine, right?
All
right,
so yeah, let's get back into the climate change.
Well, all this ties in, man.
It really is a fucking revolving door, dude.
It really is. Because it all goes together in pieces.
It's so funny, man, because like you can't say climate change doesn't exist, right? Because it does exist. The climate changes all the time.
It does.
Right? Yeah. But it's also...
Well, it's such a blanket fucking statement,
exactly,
dude.
Exactly.
It is. Oh, we're going through... We're having a warming... Okay, well, guess what? Our planet warms.
That's right.
It does. It changes. Dude. It's never... every little bit of a centimeter closer to the sun is... It's not even like...
And if we get into pole shifts here in a second... Like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
If the poles shift, 60% of humanity will get wiped out within...
Isn't it so cool that magnetics, like, I thought that was always cool when I learned about it in school, like, how magnetics are the reason why we have that field. I thought that was the coolest thing.
That's what they say.
So, there's people predicting a pole shift because our magnetic field is weakening. It's such a rapid rate. They're predicting it in the next 20... But
it can weaken on its own, and it can change.
20 to 30 years, we will have a pole shift where when the two poles meet, the Earth will tilt 30% on its axis.
So, sorry, man. You brought us on to talk conspiracies, man.
All right, let's do this shit.
All right, because I think all this ties in together, right? I think the UFOs could be a distraction from... You know, a bunch of other stuff. And we're talking about climate change.
Vaccines.
You know, all this stuff, right? How do we even know there are... How do I know? I know people have told me. I know I read it in a textbook. How do I know there are poles? How do I know the Earth is round? I'm not a flat earther here. But also, how do I know?
Oh, what? You don't know about the ice wall, bro?
Dude, I've heard about the ice wall. I don't know that either.
What do you know about the mud flood in Tartaria?
Man, all I know is that there's these people...
Oh, y'all don't know about Tartaria?
I never heard. I thought that was like next to Narnia, dude.
Bro, dude. No. All right. I'm going to blow all three of your minds right now.
Please.
There's a theory going out where the history that we have is completely fucking false. And during all the world's fairs, they blew up all these old ass like buildings and shit for these world fairs. But they were actually part of the Tartarian Empire.
Okay.
Which was a empire of giants.
And it's funny, man, because there's historical evidence of these giant bones. Right? They say...
That's what I was getting at.
They say that there's like seven evolutions of man. And one of them, but there was like a giant... Not Neanderthal, but like a giant... it's not Nephilim. There's a word for it. There's a giant species of these humanoid.
Is that where Bigfoot comes from?
Basically.
Tell me where Bigfoot... No, that's Gigantopithecus. That's a different thing. So this group actually has had mummies found, and there's been archaeological discoveries in Arizona, New Mexico, Kandahar. They actually fought one, which we will cover on a later episode, as the Kandahar giant. But... There are these red-headed giants that have been found throughout history with double rows of teeth. And supposedly the Smithsonian has them under lock and key because it would destroy human history as we know it.
Yes, and then that's my philosophy on everything. I don't know anything.
Well, we know what they want us to know.
We know what they've told us. And everything you know, you're putting faith into what the establishment has told you, and I have no faith in the establishment anymore, unfortunately.
The scariest word you'll ever hear is an American, which is where 92% of our listener base... No, well, I found out we owe taxes today, which breaks my fucking heart.
Those are scary words to hear.
But the second most... those are the second most scary words. The number one most scary word you'll ever hear from the United States government is, hey, we're the government, and we're here to help. You.
Yeah,
we're here to help.
Yeah. The government... Dude, I was talking to a friend of mine today about the government, man, because I went from radical leftist to semi-radical rightist to...
You're a centrist, dude.
Dude, I'm not playing the game anymore, dude. I'm a libertarian anarchist, Doug. Do we need a government at all? What are we paying taxes for if we're not, no taxation without representation? What happened to that?
Our infrastructure has gone to shit.
Let me put it this way. If I came out today and I was like, hey guys, I'm not paying taxes anymore. Are you guys down to not pay taxes?
Yeah.
You guys are down? Then don't pay that X tax that you guys owe. Okay. Don't do it.
Well, that would be cool. But if you don't have a mass amount of people to agree with you, then it's not going to make an impact.
I think
then
it's 3%. All we need is 3% of people to agree we're not doing this anymore, and the whole system would crumble. Like, imagine if everyone got to the point where, like, all right, we're not voting anymore. There would be no election.
There's always going to be an election because it's the system's gamed. What I think should happen is the system's gamed. What I think should happen is we should be able to put our taxes towards what we feel is the most important to us.
Agreed.
So if you take all of America and give them an option, a checkbox,
okay,
out of six or seven categories.
You're going to make us multiple choice our shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right, well, finish your thought.
So, like, say military defense is the category for you that's important to you.
Okay.
You donate your tax dollars to that cause.
Okay.
And if you select only that box, all of your tax dollars go to military defense.
Wait a minute. Have a person that has that job.
I think the Secretary of Treasury, but I think we're all in agreement where we should be able to decide where our tax money goes.
Well, can that Secretary of Treasury like provide that report to an individual household?
I'm sure there's a way, right? There's a method, but also,
like, well, why hasn't it been provided?
Because you'll get your head split open on a drive through Dallas.
Exactly. Like my biggest pushback.
That's a fucking problem.
Well, the solution is
the CIA is a problem.
You know, we should have a way to determine. Okay, I'm gonna spend X amount in taxes. I want to determine where these taxes go. And like Eric was saying, all right, let's have, you know, X amount of boxes. It goes to this, 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 and this. But also, is there a box where I don't want to pay taxes at all?
Mm-hmm.
Should that be a box?
That wouldn't be an option.
I know, and then that's my problem, right?
It should be an option.
There
should be a person to allot.
Is a way to do it. There is a way to not have to pay taxes. It's a convoluted-ass bullshit way, but it's called becoming a sovereign citizen.
And right, and that hasn't worked. We have
been looking into that.
But it hasn't worked. It's not going to work because...
It's never going to work.
It's the mafia. It has worked. It's the mafia. It's never worked. Where is it? Where's that?
My buddy all right, so I have a friend of mine who is a sovereign citizen, and he's been arrested for it because... Right. The way that he presents himself is he doesn't have a license plate or a driver's license.
That's right. As he shouldn't. You shouldn't have to get a driver's license.
Because basically when you're born, you are born as a corporate entity of the United States.
That's right.
And this is getting into some wild shit
that's
now.
That's why you get a Social Security card when you're born. That's why they make
the
United States.
You
were
born as a corporate entity in the United States, and the United States owns your corporate rights. So,
is there a difference between filing a birth certificate in all caps versus not all caps?
Yeah, well, now it's all every baby that's born. It's like Eric was saying, you're born as a corporation under the United States, but we've gotten away from the America part. All right, America is a free land.
I would like to know is this going to be published?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
we're live right now. Hey everybody, don't sue Jacqueline and her. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no, say it. Say what you got to say. And there's
a thought. We're not experts here. We're bullshitting on a podcast.
There's realistically 170 people that might listen to this every week.
Say it. It's more important if you do say it. Don't ever silence your speech.
But it might jeopardize my position at work.
Well, then don't talk about work.
Well, yeah,
don't. We don't ever talk about work.
We've never said your last name, so nobody's going to know who you are. You're not on camera.
And now we're overthinking it and over talking about it.
Well, if you don't want to talk about it, it's okay.
I'm going to freely talk about this because...
Okay. Freely talk about it.
I know. And then just...
You're in a safe space.
Okay.
Our listeners are not that type of people.
I have a serious question.
Okay.
And how it relates to my job function.
Okay.
So please use your discretion when editing.
We don't
edit.
We don't edit here, man.
Then I don't feel safe.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, right? Because I think I know where you're going, right? Or maybe not. I could be completely off. I'm not a mind reader. But ultimately, we're talking about taxes. That's what we were talking about. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about how you allocate fucking whatever taxes you want it to go where.
Yeah, you should be able to allocate your tax dollars to what you believe that the government should spend it on, which would get rid of a lot of this black budget bullshit.
Yes.
Like how we failed an audit last year.
Yes.
On our budgets.
It was a lot of money. $350 billion
ton of money. It was a metric fuck ton of money that is missing. Just unaccounted for. Huh. They went to black projects.
Yep. Interesting. And that's the people that are supposedly supposed to be working for us. You know what I mean? And now they're taking our money that you earn.
I don't even think Congress makes you feel any better,
since we're talking about not specifically jobs, but we're I know where every fucking cent in just our household goes to because of
she handles the bills
because of technology. The fact that I can go right now and look and see what bills that I have paid, and I could tell Eric a dollar amount now, like right from the get go. Now then, when you add in those extra, I call those extra subscriptions,
sure,
pop up, and you're like, oh shit, I completely forgot about. That's what I think about with the government, with the blacklist and shit. They're like, oh, we forgot about the Netflix subscription that came out.
But here's what's crazy,
just
right?
Just hit our account. Damn.
You're talking about the money that you end up getting after they tax you for income. They tax you for sales. They tax you for capital gains.
They tax the shit out of you. They tax you for your money that you receive. They tax you on your money that you spend.
Yep. If you die, you got a death tax. Oh, you leave money to your kid. That's an inheritance tax. Like we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where that money goes? All those taxes?
Look at the people that win Powerball.
Yeah. All right, cool. We got a million.
We'll just use that as an example. This is life-changing money when they buy that.
It is.
And I feel so. And you know, I know it's gambling. I know it is.
It is.
But a lot of the times, it's usually somebody that really, really, like, deserves, like, the money when they put them on camera and they're like, oh, I'm going to buy my first house, like, my first house that I'm not going to have to rent.
But it makes me feel bad
because I know that they won, like, $4 million,
right.
And then they literally get a third of it.
That's right. And that's the problem, right?
Why do you get a third of it?
Where does the rest of it go? We don't know where that goes, and that's the problem, right? And I love playing devil's advocate on podcasts. I love this. Did they deserve it?
It's not a deserve. It's a win.
It's a win. They gambled. They won. They get that money, so they should own all of that money.
Right,
not,
but where does that tax money go?
And that's the
from
problem.
What they win.
And that's the problem,
and
right?
How can we find out where that goes?
And that's going back
you
to
would
Eric's
have to
point.
Dig, you would have to dig so hard to find out where the money goes.
I don't think
and
there's
don't
a way.
Think, it's not like a
there
cut
is
dry,
a way.
Like, it's not like.
It's not cut and dry. I agree.
And
I don't
be.
Think
it should be.
It should 100% be like, hey guys, we made this. Even if, okay, so let's just.
But there
we'll
are
just,
people there.
We'll say that our government came up with this, like, X project that they wanted to do.
Project X.
Yeah, Project X.
House party.
Yeah, whatever that they wanted to do. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, call back.
They wanted to do this project, right? And it would be like, oh, it's so awesome, or whatever. And they funded it. And it was a bomb. It sucked. It did not work or whatever. Yep. And they're like, we just dumped $100,000 into it. Yeah, people are going to be pissed about it. But at least if you're transparent and say, we fucked up.
Yeah.
But our government is perfect, so they can't
of
ever
course.
Fuck up.
Joe Biden's the best president of all time. He's the greatest.
All right. So here's where I'm at with it. Right?
You can't ever make mistakes or make bad judgment calls.
It's not that bad judgment calls are ever made.
No, there's
it's,
some bad judgment calls.
Well... So what we're seeing is bread and circuses. So it's to keep us politically divided so we don't ever overthrow the overlords. Realistically, where I'm at with it is the CIA has full access to the budget. And then whatever is left is what we get.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Let me put
this
way.
I think that the federal budget is bullshit, and I think what really is real is the state budget.
The federal government altogether is bullshit, dude. Like, if you live in a state, then dude, like, arguably, that's the whole rabbit hole in itself, man. Like, if you're paying taxes, you should know where it goes. It shouldn't be secrets.
Like, the states, they at least break it down for you. They're like, this is what we spend money on this year.
Yes.
Like, they will, but the federal government will, like...
It won't. It's a mafia.
There will be some kind of, like, difference.
Because the state is in cahoots to a degree with the fucking federal government. But really, what the state should be is for this fucking citizens of the state.
It's a boys club. And really, any time...
Maybe it should be a woman's club.
Oh, hell nah, dude. No woman's club, dog.
I don't need an OC telling me how to spend my money. Really, what it boils down to, though, is everybody has ever...
I tell you exactly how to spend your money. That's bullshit.
I know you do.
Behind every strong man is a strong woman, guys.
Always.
Who pays the bills?
That's it.
Christ almighty.
Tells you what you owe.
We need that. All right, how much do I owe?
Always.
All right, here. I'll
always
that.
Need that.
What about maybe getting home insurance? House insurance.
What about people that rent? Should they pay for renter's insurance?
Oh, you definitely should.
It's not their house.
100%.
If you can rent your house for rent, then maybe you should have homeowner's insurance.
We had podcast equipment in the old house.
I will, if there is a hill that I will die on, it's insurance, because it will protect you. And when I was 18 years old, my house... burned to the ground, lost everything, and my parents were able to rebuild their house
with insurance.
With completely.
That's right. Now,
and in even better health than what they had the first time.
If you want to talk about like healthcare insurance, don't even get me started on that. That's like 2 hours of like my life that just like I think it's bullshit.
Let me ask you this, because I think this applies to all insurance. Do you drive every day?
Yeah.
How many accidents do you get in?
But that's not a good question for me.
Well, yeah,
that is not a good question.
Statistically,
Murphy, listen to this. When I first started dating her, this bitch got into 2 accidents in the first week that I was dating her.
All right, you shouldn't drive anymore, dog.
Like, that is not a question for this bitch.
Yeah, but the point I'm making, you drive every day. Let's say you've gotten in 5 accidents in the past year.
Yeah.
Right? That's 5 out of 365 days.
Your insurance would fucking drop you.
Yeah, as they should. Insurance, just like taxes, should be optional, voluntary.
So it should be voluntary. The way that works is, it covers your ass if you get into an accident, and let's say the damage is more than $500.
Sure.
If you pay your deductible, because A, you have to get your car. Cars are fucking expensive.
Yeah, they are.
If I cause an accident, total somebody's fucking car, I don't have $15,000 to fucking shell out.
But I bet you if you paid less taxes and less on insurance, you'd have that $15,000 to pay for it.
But that's not the fucking problem, man. The problem is higher up than insurance. Insurance is a scam, for sure. But the problem goes up way fucking higher, because anytime in American history, we've ever failed an audit, war has come within the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Look at us now. Look at us now, man. We're funding hundreds of billions of dollars of our tax money to another country half across the world most people can't even point out.
To one single country.
To one country.
That sounds like money laundering to me. Oh, it is.
Well, I listened to a very interesting take on this. And it's not even a take. It's pretty much fact.
And why?
The UN has encroached onto Russian territory. The UN is slowly absorbing countries around Russia.
That's right.
Into NATO.
Yep.
And the UN. So these countries are joining NATO, and Russia's like, okay, NATO's up against our fucking border now.
That's right.
What the fuck are we going to do?
That's right.
And the only option is to start taking back territory. And the next logical move is to start keeping NATO away from Russian territory. So they have to take the Ukraine. They're going to have to take a few of the countries on the northern border of it.
It started with Crimea, like in 2014. Well, the Crimean
annexation was a test to see if they could get away with it.
And then you know what? They did it again a year ago. And they tried to annex, and they did it. And they won it.
Well, ultimately, do you guys support NATO? Do you guys support a treaty with all these other countries that aren't America?
Not entirely.
I don't.
Personally, I do not.
I don't.
Okay. Like, I agree with the Japanese, where they were like, we're just okay.
That's over right.
Here.
Leave us the fuck alone.
But you know what? The Japanese, they have been building their army, and they have been
exponentially in the last 2 years.
Japan's a great country, dude. I admire Japan.
Actually, we should go out there sometime.
They are strategic. Yep. They are very much the point.
So for a long, 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 long time.
Tell my Filipino grandmother that she'd fucking turn over in her grave, and she's doing it right now. I know.
Well, it's not the rape of Nanking, so she can calm down.
Yeah, tell her to relax, all right?
Yeah, tell her to chill.
Calm down.
I'm like, chill, Graham. But Japan has not had their own military in a long, long time. Because we boof them so fucking hard that they're like, we're good. We don't want war ever again. But with North Korea, the way that they are, they already see the writing on the wall. So they're starting to put more money into their defense budget.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's a ticking time bomb. We are 90 seconds to midnight on the doomsday clock. Yeah. And anybody that listens to this podcast is going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
This is the most disjointed show we've ever done.
This is great.
But
man. I love it.
This is tinfoil hats And in fact, that might be the name of the episode, is Tinfoil Hats.
Yeah. Tinfoil. But what are we talking about that's not true? What are we talking about that's so conspiratorial?
It's all tinfoil hat like talk. It's a lot of jumps and
it's a stream of consciousness.
Exactly. We're all on the same page. We are all on the same page in this room right now. It's just keeping it at that level, and people just need to know where we're at.
And that's the problem, man. Most people don't pay attention. Most people don't understand, at least in America.
Well, it's not just that. They just don't want to know.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't want to know.
It's easier to not know. Whatever, I'm living my life.
Ignorance is bliss, dude.
It really is. Like, I'm envious of people that are just ignorant to their surroundings, because I wake up every morning worried if today's the end. And this just is a little bit into my, like, brain insight, my memory chasm. But every morning I wake up and I'm like, is today the day?
Isn't that a good feeling, though?
You wake up every morning and say, who's going to fuck me?
I think...
the government.
Babes.
Both of those are good feelings, though, right?
Is babes going to fuck me? Is the government going to fuck me?
You know, is my dog going to hump my leg? I don't know.
At least take me out to dinner first. Goddamn.
Are the kitties going to fuck me by doing something stupid?
Vomiting in the floor.
I think that thought could be a good thought, though, man. If today's my last day, let me go fucking do some shit real quick. Let me go do some shit. Well, that's a good day, man.
So here's the caveat to that, though, Michael, is, all right, today's your last day. You don't fucking realize it yet.
Yep.
And you're working a dead-end fucking job, and you've not made anything out of yourself.
I would quit.
So do you guys...
Well, you don't know. You don't know if today's your last day. You don't know if you're going to die on a car wreck on your way home.
I'll put an even better question out for you, and you have to answer it. Okay. What would you do if you knew today was your last day?
I'd be doing this, honestly.
And you had unlimited resources to do whatever the hell you wanted.
Honestly, if I knew the end was upon me, I would not go to work that fucking day.
Okay.
And just do what I enjoy doing.
Well, you know what, dude?
You're fucking here. This shit.
You're here, dude. Hey, you know what? I hate to be the bearer bad news. The end is coming for you guys, dude. The end is here. Now what?
We're at the fucking end.
Now what? We're doing it. We're doing it. I think we're doing it.
We are not going to see the same America we were born into in the next
7 years. We got born. We're all relatively the same age, man. We got born in the peace period.
And our children are
so
not.
So we were
our
born before are the internet.
Born into some fucking crazy shit.
You know, truth be told, most of our listeners on Creeps in the Crypt are in their mid to late 30s to early 40s. That is our predominant listener base. Now, we have some outliers in there on both sides, but we were the last age. Like, we're all in our early 30s, realistically. We were the last age of people to grow up as children without the internet, but we got it when we were teenagers. We're at this weird fucking cusp of being socially aware of technology, but also cherishing the memories of the before times. And it's put us at this weird disposition that stops us from fully embracing technology and not being like trustworthy of it, like the people that grew up on it. And the second we're out of the way, it's full steam of the fuck ahead, dude. AI is going to just ravage this fucking place.
Maybe that's the new world order, man. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talked about with Project Bluebeam. Yeah. So I called it the uprising.
Here he comes with full circle.
I'm full circling this shit before we end it. Mm-hmm. The rise of the Technochrist. So the Antichrist could basically be an AI, a rogue AI that comes in and manipulates humanity into acting on its whims.
So let me get white-pilled on you guys, man.
I've not heard of white-pilled. Explain this one to me. I've been black-pilled. I've been red-pilled. Yeah.
So, you know, not to break down all the pills in long form, but basically red-pilled is like, oh, you wake up, you start seeing shit for what it is. Or
red-pilled is the Matrix shit.
Yeah,
it's you wake up. If you take the blue pill, you go back to bed and you wake up in the same old fucking story.
You stay as a wokey, you still wear the mask, you know. You get red pilled, it's like, wait, this shit's bullshit.
It's all bullshit and everything's a fucking lie and I don't know what to believe anymore. Black pilled is very nihilistic, Nietzsche-esque, where nothing matters because nothing fucking happens.
Right, and the white pilled's the opposite. White pilled is the more positive, optimistic view of it, right? As in, as an agnostic, right? I don't know. I don't know if there's a God, right?
But none of us know if there's a God.
Of course. You know, so you were talking about, okay, what if they, you know, the AI Jesus comes back, right? Well, how great would it be if they did build God and whatever our realm of what God is?
Project Bluebeam specifically says that the Freemasons, NASA, and the UN are going to usher in the age of the Antichrist using holograms to project religious figures in the sky. And they're going to all merge into one, and there's going to be a bunch of bullshit that proves religious doctrine is truly false to usher in this new techno-Christ. That's the belief there.
And is that a necessarily bad thing? Imagine there is no God. Just imagine, right? Which I'm not saying there is or isn't. Okay.
We are a scientific accident.
Sure. You know,
an anomaly.
Let's say there's no such thing as God, which I do believe in a higher being, right? But let's say there is no God.
Okay.
What if we build an all-knowing, omniscient, you could see everything, could do everything. So you're talking
about building a God.
An AI tech God, right? That knows everything.
Badass as fuck.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
But also, it's not sweet if it's like Bill Gates running it.
No, why would you bring that into
this? You know what I'm saying? It's not sweet. Because
that's a highly likability.
You know, like, it would be great if I had an AI telling me, all right, Murph, you got to wake up and do this, and then you're ready for this, and you got this, and you go.
We do have that. We have Alexa.
And I don't trust Alexa as far as I can throw. I could throw it decently far. Well, there
you
go.
Then you would never believe in the techno-Christ.
And that's why I don't necessarily believe in the religious aspects either, right?
Even though it has to be a religious aspect.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think about literally almost every single day, like, hey, why are we here, dog? What is this? Well, what are we doing here? Like when you really just think about the baseline of, okay, I am experiencing you guys. We're in this room right now. I'm experiencing you guys. So I am real as far as I know, because I'm seeing you guys. So something exists.
So what do you think about the theory that we're all just a simulation?
I'm not opposed to that either. And that wouldn't be a bad thing.
There's NPCs and then there's regular characters.
If that's true, that means you guys are fake right now. It means I'm just experiencing this.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So you're saying there could be pockets of real...
There's pockets of real players. Just like us in a video game on Xbox.
Right.
Like when me and you used to play Call of Duty back in the day together.
That's right.
There's pockets of real players and then there's pockets of... NPCs. So let's just fucking dive into this.
I'm down to fucking roll.
Well, concept is that there's NPCs. So how many times, and Jackie, I want you to answer this too. How many times have you seen your neighbors carrying in groceries?
Zero.
I've never noticed. Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
neighbors have seen us. We go every fucking day.
Yeah, we go every day. I know for a fact our neighbors have seen us carrying groceries. Our neighbors are super tight-knit, and they loan us, like, if we need tools or something to do something, our neighbors bring the tools over.
See, that's very much a neighborhood... environment.
Yeah, community, right?
Community. But yes, we do not have that with our neighbors.
So what I'm saying is, if you're not seeing your neighbors carrying groceries, and I see all my neighbors, like at least a couple of them, not all of them, but at least three of them carrying groceries, then you know they're anchored.
So it's funny
because the telltale sign, dude.
So you're telling me that our neighbors that are like across the street from us are not real.
No, they're real. I've seen them carrying groceries. Oh, okay.
So think about this, right? There's actually been studies done, right? Our neighbors
to the right and left of us.
Oh no, absolutely.
Are not real people because they're NPCs that. In the programming. But
there's been studies done. Go ahead.
Our neighbor just bought an RV.
But have you ever seen him carrying groceries?
But they bought a fucking huge RV that they're going to put their family in, and they're going to fucking haul out.
Are they real? Are they fucking real?
Our neighbors?
Well, what is real? Yeah.
Very much.
All right, so, what is real?
His name is Alex.
No, well, I think it's...
That's fine Alex, once you buy at the grocery store.
Is it? Does that really make them real?
Well, here's what's funny.
Have you guys live in Sacasti. Have you seen him carrying beer?
We've seen him have parties and throw out.
I've only seen the guy one time. I don't know.
Things called
that's your fucking neighbor, bro.
I don't pay attention. I don't give a fuck.
That's your neighbor.
But here's what's fascinating.
Our neighbors.
Are you an NPC, bro?
I might be. But there's a study.
NPC.
There's a study done, right? There's a study done on this, right? And do you guys have an inner monologue? Do you guys have, when you go to sleep at night, can you guys hear it in your head of you talking?
Yeah.
All right, there's people on this planet right now that don't have that.
Inner monologue?
Who doesn't have that? Who in this room doesn't have that?
That's funny, we all look at you, but.
Oh, no, I definitely have an inner monologue.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
That sounds like something an NPC would say.
Yeah, I do have an inner monologue, but no, there's studies done, right?
Are you a reflection of an NPC?
Maybe I am. Maybe my design from whatever creator created us and whatever simulation there may be, maybe my design is to be this guy.
We're just all a big Sims game, dude.
Maybe. And that's why I love philosophy, because who knows? I don't know.
I think what's going on right now is that there is a philosophical and
spiritual warfare.
Spiritual disconnect between humanity and reality.
All right, I'm gonna bring something back right now. That's this old is dirt.
We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy, but beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy, in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
And see, that sounds as believable as anything else I've heard.
That was Alex Jones talking about Epstein's Island on Joe Rogan's podcast. I saved that soundbite in 2019.
Yeah.
Now think about it, right? Imagine there is a whatever life is, because we're all experiencing life, whether you're an NPC or not, right? We're experiencing this thing, right? We're experiencing a life, quote unquote. And what if there is some kind of vampiric energy that could suck souls, suck life out of people, man. You look at a lot of people nowadays that even go to the grocery store.
Talk about working a 9-to-5.
Exactly, man. And that's not what we're designed to do. We're not designed to be in a 9-to-5 job with fluorescent lights all day, just being beep, boop, beep, beep, And it's killing people, dude.
I really think something should happen where it just blows the whole fucking thing apart and we go back to a agricultural-based society.
I'm okay with that because I get chickens out of it.
I'm not opposed.
I know.
Honest to God, I think a agricultural-based society would go way further. Just strip it the fuck down.
Down to the basics, dog. Down to bare root.
Like,
basics,
we don't have podcasts. And like, it would hurt us putting out content. But we don't have podcasts. We don't have phones. Everything goes back to fucking the basics.
But you know what, though?
It'll never happen.
But you know what? I agree with you, but yet I disagree for the simple fact. Okay, let's say we go back to that base of just a pure agricultural hunter-gatherer society, right? But there would still be a need for storytellers. And that's the beautiful thing about podcasts, man. It's like we're telling stories. We're having conversation. And that's probably as important as anything else.
Why do I feel like things are going to go back to, like, have you ever played Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I feel like things are going to go back to that?
Not necessarily the worst thing that could happen.
Techno dinosaurs and shit?
Hey, man, I wouldn't be necessarily opposed, but also, in the grand scheme of things, it's... We got to make sure we're... Actually, man, I've learned a lot from you, man. You've been coming on Culture Council.
I've done what, 3 episodes with you guys?
I believe so. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which definitely check those out on YouTube. You guys are on YouTube.
They're still up there, but we're banned for next month. So
you're banned.
Yeah, dude. Twitter, man, find us on Twitter. Yeah, dude.
Find them on Twitter. Find Culture Council on Twitter.
Cult Council Pod on Twitter.
I'm always down for plugs. So we're doing the damn thing in the Creeps in the Crypt studio.
Love it, dude.
And I'm gonna put this episode out on the old shows list too, because why the fuck not? By the way, this is gonna be the official ending of the Vulgarians podcast. We've never done an official ending, but this, what a way to fucking send it off.
This is it. This is the ending of Vulgarians.
Oh, so flaming, you're putting it on the Vulgarians?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it on everything. Creeps in the Crypt, Culture Council, check out Michael Murphy and Jackie. They're amazing. I love them to death.
We love you too, man.
Like, all holds bar, dude, on this shit. Oliver's moved away, so he's done, so we can't do that anymore. Because I was going to, like, do it as a massive fucking just drop. Like a 4-hour episode of everybody we've ever had on. But it's just not going to work. So this will be the last Vulgarians episode. This is going to be episode 86 on Creeps in the Crypt. And check out Culture Council. You guys will fucking love it. It's going to be great.
We go deep.
We do go deep on there. Anytime I'm on, it's like, I already know it's going to be a fucking fun time. So...
Even tonight, man. Even tonight was
great. I can tell you're like, great. Your whistle is wet.
Yeah,
for tonight.
He's excited.
I already knew Murphy could do like another hour.
I can another 3 hours, dog, if we had enough time.
We know this, Murphy. Yeah. We've done those with you before.
And if you guys like these type episodes, let us know. Like, send us DMs, comments, reviews, whatever. If you guys like these type episodes, we could do these once a month.
Yeah.
We have some things in the works with Michael and Jackie.
We have some things.
Some things we can't talk about yet, but we have some things in the works. When the time is right, we will
let
you know.
They're in
the closet. Christian, with that being said, do your weekly duties.
Oh, I get to do my weekly duties.
Your weekly duties.
It has been such a pleasure having both of you guys. I need to come and see you.
We're honored, yeah. Anytime.
I need to come see you.
You're always welcome.
And, you know, fully spill the beans and just say shit.
Yeah, it's time for her to make an appearance on
make
Culture
an appearance.
Council.
Let's go.
That being said, thank you to our guests. Thank you to our listeners. If you guys like us, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram. Make sure you guys are following us on Facebook. Where are the love? Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, downloading, and... make sure you guys are letting us know if you have any suggestions. We do take them into serious consideration. Eric usually maps out our year, but
I've got the year pretty much
mapped
out
except
for
November
and December.
There's a lot of creepiness that can go on that can veto some of those things. So if you guys have a suggestion that you want us to cover, please let us know. We appreciate you. We miss Sam. I hope she feels better. She's you know, dealing with the exorcist right now.
Rest in peace, Sam.
She's got projectile vomit issues now.
She's got some serious issues right now, but we will be very happy to see her next week. We love you guys, and stay creepy.
All right. Stay creepy, guys. Michael, Jackie, plug the show. Plug whatever you got.
DecentDigitalMedia.com, Culture Council Podcast, Decent After Dark, Decent Digital Gaming. Check us out, man. Murph Myrtle on all platforms, and Jackie and Decent on Twitter.
He got it, babes. Love you.
Love you.
Aww. All right, guys. We will see you next week. We promise we will bring you more true crime, conspiracies, cryptids, and paranormal shit. Next week, we actually have the serial killer we promised you last week. Before this little
I'm so excited.
Fucking pivot that we had to do. But we'll make it happen. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, peace. Guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.